Morning Watch, Crystallization Study of 1st and 2nd Chronicles, Ezra, Nehemiah, and Esther. Week 4, The Recovery of the Building of the House of God through the Divine Encouragement of the Prophets of God. Monday, Related Verses. Haggai 1, verses 4 through 5, 7 through 9, and 14. Is it time for you yourselves to dwell in your paneled up houses while this house lies waste? Now therefore, thus says Jehovah of hosts, consider your ways. Verses 7 through 9. Thus says Jehovah of hosts, consider your ways. Go up to the mountain and bring wood and build the house, and I will take pleasure in it and will be glorified, says Jehovah. You looked for much, and yet it amounted to little. And when you brought it home, I blew on it. Why? Declares Jehovah of hosts. Because of my house that lies waste while you each run to your own house. Verse 14. And Jehovah stirred up the spirit of Zerubbabel, the son of Shealtiel, the governor of Judah, and the spirit of Joshua, the son of Jehozadak, the high priest, and the spirit of all the remnant of the people. And they came and did work in the house of Jehovah of hosts, their God. Related reading. The rebuilding of the temple was accomplished through the priesthood of Joshua and the authority of Zerubbabel, the governor of Judah. In the building of the recovered temple, both Joshua and Zerubbabel became somewhat weak and discouraged. Therefore, God used the prophets Haggai and Zechariah to speak for him and to strengthen and encourage Joshua and Zerubbabel. The central thought of the book of Haggai is that the building of the house of Jehovah is related to the welfare of God's people today and to the coming of the millennial kingdom with its Messiah in the age of restoration. In the Old Testament, the house of God, or the temple, was a type first of Christ as the house of God individually, and then of the church, the body, the enlarged Christ as God's house corporately. Thus, we should consider that Haggai refers to us, since we are the reality of the type. Jehovah's dealing with the returned captives signifies his dealing with us and the recovery. In chapter 1, verses 2 through 6, 9 through 11, we have Jehovah's rebuke. The people's excuse for delaying to rebuild the house of Jehovah was that the time had not yet come. The people's excuse is followed by Jehovah's question, is it time for you yourselves to dwell in your paneled up houses while this house lies waste? They were taking care of their houses, but not Jehovah's house, so he came in to ask them concerning his house. In verses 5, 6, and 9 through 11, we have Jehovah's dealing with the self-caring and God-neglecting returned captives. In his dealing, the first thing Jehovah did was to charge the people to consider their ways. Jehovah pointed out that the returned captives had sown much but had brought in little, that they had eaten and drunk but without satisfaction, that they had clothed themselves but without being warmed, and that they have earned wages to put them into a bag with holes. This tells us that if we do not have the heart to take care of God's house for his satisfaction, no matter how much we eat or drink or how well we dress ourselves, there will be no satisfaction. If we neglect the church, we will have no real enjoyment or satisfaction. In verse 9, Jehovah went on to say that they looked for much and amounted to little. When they brought it home, he blew on it because of his house which lay waste, and they each ran to their own house. The word run in verse 9 indicates that the people were busy caring for their own houses. Today, some saints are so busy caring for their own houses that they have no time to attend the meetings. As we consider this, we need to realize that in the entire universe, there is no such thing as neutrality. We must be absolute. We must either take care of our houses first or take care of the Lord's house first. My point here is that we need to learn to save some time for the Lord's interest. How many sinners are waiting for our visitation? How many saints, especially younger ones, are waiting for our cherishing and nourishing? When the Lord comes to settle accounts with us, he will surely rebuke us. It has been difficult for us to get the increase, not mainly because of our environment, but because of our excuses. In his charge, Jehovah told the people to consider their ways and to go up to the mountain and bring wood and build a house, and he would take pleasure in it and would be glorified. Today, our gospel preaching is our gathering of material for the building of God's house.